The speaker is Owen from San Diego.
Good evening. First off, I would like to say thank you, Sam, for asking me. My name's Owen. I'm an alcoholic. As usual, I'm going to spiff it up, tell you how what it was like, what happened, what it's like now. I got sober up here in L.A. I come out here, you know, like a lot of kids do from back east for a new start. Years ago, where I come from, the judge used to say, you can either go to jail or you can go out and see your uncle in California. So I went out, I come out here for a new start. And I just remember, man, I was nervous. I had a little Volkswagen. The closer I got to his pad, it was my mother's only brother, the more nervous I got. And I kept drinking. Anyway, I made it there to his house. And I remember him, my uncle, answering the door. He had a little peephole. And he said, you're effed up. You know, I was drunk. That's how I met my uncle, drunk as shit. And the deal was I was going to get a job at Northrop, you know, the industry flying, and it never happened, man. What happened was in the morning, my uncle and cousin would go to work, and I'd go to the beach and drink. But this went on day after. I wasn't looking for work. I was just drinking. Anyway, one night my uncle grabbed me by the neck, said, you no good, you know, get the F out of here. And wow, I was scared. Yeah, and I just was. I was a dude, but I wasn't really used to California. I didn't know where I was at. I was over there on the edge of Watts, and my one cousin worked in the first McDonald's in California. Anyway, I ended up coming to in a bar in the morning, and I had known about AA, man, and I remember it, the bar had one of those accordion door phones, and I couldn't get it together to put the chain. Before, they used to have coins you dropped in the phone, and via drop a dime on somebody, get it? And the barmaid came to my aid. I says, I forget how it went, but, you know, she called AA, and two guys came to the bar and picked me up. That's how I got my start in AA. One drove my car, and the other one, you know, we followed them, and they took me to an Alano club. Anyway, that's how I got my start in AA. All I remember is, as a young man, the people were really nice. I definitely wanted to quit drinking. I was full-blown nuts. And anyway, man, one little quick story. The people were really friendly to me. And this guy, Butcher Joe, was my sponsor. He said, I'm going to be your sponsor. I'm going to help you. Not I'm going to be, but he helped me out. And he used to say shit like to me. I was not into reading nothing. He would say, hey, if you're angry, go to the gym. If you want some money, don't ask me. Get a job. I mean, he was real simple. He would tell me shit like that. And then I don't ever remember reading out of the book or that with him. But I was, you know, newly sober. And I'd have a little caper or something with people, a little disagreement. So, and I would go and tell him. I'd say, man, this is what happened. And then it's all he ever said to me. He'd go, hey, let me ask you a question. Did you drink? And I'd go, no. He goes, then don't worry about it. Nothing about amends, nothing. Anyway, that's what I needed. I went to a meeting a day. There was a lot of, you know, friendly people. A lot of young guys had jobs and that. And I remember this guy hired me just to show I was, and it was a phone room. If you know what that is, you dial phone numbers and try to sell something. And so I was so uptight. You know, I had a little wee desk, and I'd dial number, They'd go hello, and I'd remain silent. I'd just put my hand over the receiver. I act pretend like I was talking because I didn't know what to say. So anyway, after the first day, the guy came over to me. He says, "Hey, Owen," he says, "you know that all these phones are hooked up to my office." He says, "You got to start talking to these people and saying something." And so I did, you know. And then the next day, out of nervousness, at that time, smoking was popular to old and young people, and we could smoke at the desk. And it was break time, and anyway, by the desk, everybody had a little wee trash can. And anyway, from flicking them cigarettes in my trash can, caught on fire, man. That was it. He said, "No, Owen, no." Anyway, then I got a job pulling weeds. But from that, you know what's happened for me is I do have a pretty nice life. I feel good about myself. I can walk, go anywhere. I don't really feel uptight. I'm not paranoid. And just to show you, like about a week, no, it was a week ago, it was last Tuesday. I hadn't been feeling good for a couple of days. I'm pretty healthy. And my buddy says, "Hey, man, you're a veteran. Why not let me take you up to the VA, man? Might as well get checked out." And seriously, thank God he did. They saved my life. They had to, like, shock me like you see on TV, shock my heart back into rhythm. It got off the beam. And today, I ended up past Joe. I hiked 5 miles up this trail and met some people. It was really cool. Saw the sunset coming down. Pretty damn amazing. Do you follow me? And if I was drinking, none of that shit would be happening. You know, I would have never went to the hospital, you know. And a lot of times there's, I don't know what else to say other than I feel truly that I'm sober by God's grace and mercy. I never thought I could get off of methamphetamine and alcohol. I can honestly say it's not part of my life anymore. And that's a miracle. I used to go to meetings like at periods when I was new, just to the new people. And I would, in my mind, it would go, I'm going to go get high after the meeting. You know, that's what would be in my mind. And I'd walk all the way over to this guy's house, and I'd get right near his house, and I'd turn around and walk all the way home and crash day after day. So that's about it, guys. I don't have much more to say. Thank you for having me.